very exciting for him. And today I caught up with a young 15-year-old Perth Glory defender, Riley Warland.
It's been a pretty good like it was a good end of the season, and I done pretty well, and I think some of the coaches in the higher levels liked what I was doing, so I got asked to come in and train with the A-League like nearly every day now. So it's a pretty good experience to be in with the likes of Diego Castro, Andy Keogh and Xavi Torres. So it's pretty good.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're only 15 and you're already training with Kenny Lowe on the first team.
Yeah.
When did you first get asked to start training with the boys?
I want to say it's about a month ago now, maybe 2 months ago. Yeah, so when I got called up and asked to go and train with the big boys, it was a massive jump for me, playing from with 15-year-olds. Going to play with them, so it was a pretty big jump for me, but it definitely helped me. All the younger boys are really supportive, because they obviously coming through the program like me, they're really supportive, and if I'm not too talkative one day, they'll come talk to me, so it's pretty good. Yeah, it's a good environment to be in.
That's incredible. Have you, within that time frame, have you noticed a change in your own game?
I would say I have, yeah. Like a lot of my stuff, like I reckon I have probably matured more in the game with my decision making and stuff like that.
That's awesome. And you're a defender. How's that been to work with some of the boys and develop your game further?
It's helped like majorly for me, because coming up against the likes of like Castro and stuff like that, it's been awesome. Like it's really helped me develop as a player and as a person. Just to like, you know, what I have to like expect maybe on that one special day if I get a debut soon, I'll know what to expect, and yeah, it helps me as a player, so yeah, it really helps.
And how do you shut down those attacking menaces and Adam Taggart strikes?
You should go out there and be confident, you know, just put your body on the line. That's what you have to do for the team, so yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
And does it help having players like young Jacob Italiano, who's already had like 3 consecutive starts in the A-League for Glory, give you a bit more of reassurance that one day that can be you as well?
Yeah, it does. It has a massive plays a massive part on me as well. Obviously, me and Jakey are pretty close. When he got asked to get the call up, you know, I was probably I was excited as he was. Went and watched the game, and he's done amazing, and I just realised he's only a year older than me, so who knows what could happen in that time.
Yeah, that's it. You just have to keep working hard, and Kenny might hand you your debut soon.
Yeah.
Especially because there are so many injuries within Perth. I was only looking at the injury list a few minutes ago.
Yeah. There is a fair few injuries, so you never know, any month you could get that call-up, so you've just got to be ready 24/7.
And you're a local boy from Perth. Tell me what it's like to play for your hometown club.
Obviously, it's a major honour. Obviously, I've been on a couple of international tours with the club as well, so it's been awesome to represent Perth Glory all over the world. And like, it means the world to me that I could grow up here and maybe one day get that debut for the first team. It'd mean the world to me.
Yeah, that's right. And speaking about those international tours, you only had one this year, and was it the Malaysian Cup?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was a great experience, you know, to go over to a foreign country and see what it's like over in a different country and see what their style of play is like. So yeah, it was a major eye-opening experience for me, really.
Who were some of the clubs that you came up against?
In the Malaysian Cup, I think it was. I think it was Estudiantes. Oh, no, no, wasn't them.
Whoever they were, that's okay. And you also had the Joeys AFF Championship as well this season.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great experience to see, like, at my own age group, like, where I'm at. It was great to play with some of the best boys in Australia at my age. But, it was a really good experience for me.
And, I mean, you and also one of the other boys that you know really well, Trent Osler, were the youngest within the Joey squad at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, age isn't really a barrier, is it?
No, it does. Like, when, like, you come down to the training or whatever, like, it doesn't matter how old or how young you are, you just got to age doesn't matter. You just got to focus on what you got to do and just do it to the best of your ability. And, like, you know, if you can do it, then they'll put you in there.
That's really exciting.
Doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah, that's it. Do you think that that international experience that you've had already this season prior to you training with the first team has kind of helped?
Yes, it has. It has majorly impacted me just to see where I'm at with my own age group and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's been amazing.
Did you ever think that you'd be training with the first team this year?
No, I didn't really. I never thought that. But who knows what could happen.
You've come through the age groups in Western Australia. Tell me about, like, your journey before the NYL.
Before the NYL, I was with, the Glory NPL first team. And only then I was only playing for, like, the under-14s. And then I got asked to go and go up to the NPL first team.
Wow. And so, how was that experience?
It was a really great experience, going and playing with older boys again. So, yeah, I like that. Helped me a lot as well.
And what's been the highlight for you so far, other than training with Kenny Lowe?
I probably want to say that all the international trips, being away at Christmas in Japan, playing against some of the biggest clubs in the world, like Estudiantes, Brazilian teams, and, yeah, it's been a really great experience.
Riley, do you think that, you know, having that international experience, it's important for young players to be exposed to, yeah, different clubs from around the world?
Yeah, it definitely is, yeah.
Well, let's start talking about the NYL. Last weekend you had a bye. Do you think that's helped you better prepare for your big weekend away to the reigning 2016-17 champions, Melbourne City?
I think it would have. It will do, yeah. We've had a good week of training, so hopefully that's mentally and physically prepared us for this weekend, and hopefully we can just get stuck in.
And tell me about the first two rounds. How has it been? Because I feel like Perth has only lost narrowly. It hasn't been, you know, much of a margin.
Yeah. Well, the first game, I think we lost 2-1 to Adelaide, or 3-1, I think it was. And, it's been really close with between all the games. It's just that last little slip up every now and then. I'm pretty sure it was last week we played Brisbane. That was a close game as well. We only lost 2-1.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the losses, like, we got to just bounce back from them positively. So hopefully we can get a win this weekend.
Like, has there been much of a difference between the other clubs that you've played, as in Brisbane compared to Adelaide?
I want to say, like, all the teams are really similar. Like, there's not one outstanding team. We're all, pretty evenly matched out.
I feel like there's quite a lot of younger players this season in all of the clubs.
Yeah, and that's good to see as well, to see all the young boys start to get a go and all that, just to get an experience, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Is there a particular club that you look forward to playing?
This weekend, I'm probably looking forward to it the most, seeing it as it's our first away game, and it's against the reigning champs, Melbourne City. So, hopefully, we can go and prove them wrong.
That's it, and I think they are still undefeated. So, can you hand them their first loss?
we'll try.
And have you done, like, much study about Melbourne City? Last weekend, they came off the back of a heavy win in the derby against Melbourne Victory. I think it was about 9-2.
We definitely have done our research.
That's good to hear.
How they play. We've done all sort of our tactics out, so hopefully on the weekend, if we've done our research right, then it'll be a good game.
That's awesome, because I know that you'll probably have a big task on your hands.
Yeah.
Shutting down some of those forwards.
Yeah.
And who do you like to work with within the team?
In the team, I'd probably be in the NYL team.
Yeah.
I want to just, with some of the older boys in the team, purely because they've got more experience and stuff like that. Mm. They're good. It's good to have them in your team, big, loud boys. Just helps you a lot.
And do you think that if you had some of the other players like Callum Timmins in the squad regularly, it would help? Or
I reckon it would. It'd help a lot of the other. It would help a lot. A lot of the young boys out as well, to give them that just, you know, extra confidence, and he'll talk to them a lot, so, yeah.
And you have Jackson Lee in goal as well. How's he been going?
He's done pretty good. You know, we all make mistakes, but we've all got to bounce back from them. So, yeah, hopefully this week we can try and keep a clean sheet, and, yeah.
What do you like about the NYL competition compared to, like, the NPL? Because they're both completely different, aren't they?
Yeah, I like the like how it's set out and that, how it's not such a long season and we get to travel. So it's a very professional environment.
And would you like to play some of the other clubs outside of Conference A?
I would like to, yeah. I wouldn't mind going to Central Coast.
I guess you've never even played the Central Coast.
Yeah.
Great to chat to Perth Glory's Riley Warland and hear about how the 15-year-old is training with the first team. I always like to ask that question, if they'd like to play clubs outside of their own conference, because I think that's me wishful thinking, wanting to go back to the old structure where all the clubs do compete in just one big league and verse everyone else.